RIFT Research and Development. Tax rewards for innovative small businesses. RIFTResearch.com.
Jobs in Kent.com.
Find suppliers and quote for work with local Kent businesses at supplymybusiness.co.uk.
Paul Andrews and the Kent Business Bunker on Channel Radio.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 5th of January 2016. And that was a bit of Elton John and Rocket Man. Cheesy, eh? Cheesy,
I did like that one, actually.
Yeah, it's a good old track. There you go. I've had loads of tweets still. I'm going to read a couple of tweets, and then we're going to talk to our next guest. We've had a tweet from Andrew Knott of the FSB, and he says, Vanilla Web, Happy New Year, Paul. Can you give us a shout-out? If you'd like to learn more about the FSB and the potential benefits of becoming a member, could you call me, Andrew Knott, on 07747 114627, 07747 114627. Probably the easiest way of finding that number is to follow Andrew on the Twitter, and his Twitter handle is A Knott. That's A K N O T T 20. A Knott 20 on the Twitter. Find Andrew if you'd like to find out more about joining the Federation of Small Business.
Excellent. Okay, well, I've got one here from Muesli Mafia in conjunction with the Kent Invicta Chamber. They have three breakfast networking events. They run from 7.30 till 9.30. And Wednesday the 20th of January, it's at the Warren Sports Club in Bromley. Thursday the 28th of January, it's at the Mercure Maidstone. And Thursday, the 25th of February, it's at the Royal Wells Hotel, Tunbridge Wells. And details of that is available on the Kent Invicta Chamber website.
Right.
Okay. Okay. So that's breakfast networking, slightly different to the Chamber's normal events.
Okay. Cool. We've had a tweet from the workroom, e-commerce underscore Kent. Happy New Year, Business Bunker. Can we have a shout out, please? We're an e-commerce web development and marketing team based in Canterbury. You've just been shouted out.
Mm.
We've also had a tweet from Hev's Homemade Cakes. Blimey.
Does it come with samples?
I don't know. It says Vanilla Web. Hello and Happy New Year from Hev's Homemade Cakes, Gravesend Farmers Market this Friday. Please come and support us. And that's Hev's Homemade Cakes. That's H-E-V-S. Cakes. That's her Twitter handle. I take it as her. Hev's. H-E-V-S-C-A-K-E-S. Hev's.
Excellent.
Cakes. Blimey.
Mm, lovely.
We've also had a tweet from Equilibrium PR that says, Hi Vanilla Web, Happy New Year. A shout out, please. If you want to stand out from the crowd, then you need our help. Tweet us.
Okay.
We will indeed. Short and to the point. Equilibrium underscore PR is their Twitter handle.
Okay. I've got a tweet here, Paul, from at Get Brolid. Bearing in mind it's that dreadful, dreadful weather out there, they do some fantastic brollies. I have to say I've got one of theirs as well, which is particularly good. So it's at Get Brolid on the Twitter or brolid.com. So every sort of umbrella you could possibly want, you can find at brolid.com.
Fantastic. You can keep going if you want. I'm trying to sort out these tweets. I've got 110 more tweets here, and I'm trying to get them in some kind of semblance of order.
Excellent. That's brilliant. Okay, right. Deadline for submissions for the Kent Creative Awards has been extended to the 12th of January at 5 p.m. Very precise, that. It's a celebration of arts and culture in Kent with a ceremony taking place during a dinner, which is going to be held on Wednesday the 18th of May in Faversham. The event will reward contributions to the cultural world of Kent from individuals and organisations that embrace creativity and will highlight the variety of creative works, projects and events created across the county that add value to local economy and communities. All details of that can be found on the website, which is www.kentcreativeawards.co.uk.
Cool, thank you. Blimey, we got loads. I'm trying to catch up with some of the things that we were mentioning earlier. Venom Tech have tweeted back in. Somebody asked when we awards were going to be announced, and apparently it's in March. Chris Pollard has also tweeted in and said he's got a handicap, but he's not going to tell us what it is in public.
Oh, do you think we should have a little sweepstake?
I think we should, probably. and we've had a tweet from Teresa Lindsay, Birch Therapy. B-I-R-C-H. I don't know. Lindsay.
Oh, okay.
She says, hope you all have a wonderful time on the show. Oh, we will.
We will.
Trust me, we will. Yeah.
I think we're having fun. So. Right, okay. Women in Business have got an event, which is on the 12th of January at Port Lim.
Mm-hmm.
The event promises to deliver a selection of professional speakers and digital experts who will address a range of topics to help you give your business a digital makeover. Okay, in the afternoon, there's going to be a series of speed mentoring sessions on five different digital areas delivered by five different experts. So the first one is online presence, which includes SEO and content creation. Second one is social media, social networking, which covers Facebook, LinkedIn and company pages. Then there's another one on visual social media, which is the lovely Pinterest and Instagram. Digital campaigns, which includes crowdfunding and digital campaigning. And finally, the last topic is cloud computing, which is all about the cloud for beginners and the principles of cloud computing. So they hope that everybody will be able to attend a session, although they might not get their first choice, but they'll do their best to fit everybody in.
Fantastic.
That's from Lucy Owen at Women in Business, and you can find that on Eventbrite. And the end of it is a digital journey tickets.
We'll put a link to that. We'll put a link to that on the community pages and the website. It's easier to find.
I just hope on that I've picked up the right date, which is the 12th of January at Port Lim.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't on the original thing.
Yeah. Fantastic. Thank you, Shirley. Right. It's an absolute pleasure now to welcome our next guest onto the show for the very first time. Welcome to Joshua Bryant of It's Only Business.
Thank you.
Josh, welcome to the show. Thank you so
Thanks
much.
Thanks so much. Hello, all the Business Bunker listeners, and Happy New Year.
I'll tell you what, why don't you kick off by telling us a bit about you and a bit about your business. Where are you based, for a start, Josh?
I'm based in Rochester. I'm a home business.
Right, okay.
So, yeah, I've got an office upstairs where I do all the work from. A bit about myself. I'm 26 years old. I've been interested in business. I own another electrical business at the minute, which helps fund the website, which you're going to find out about in a minute.
Okay. So you've got an electrical business? As
an electrician, basically, yeah. I work self-employed as an electrician, out on the roads sort of thing, which help pay the bills and,
You're a bit of an entrepreneur. He's a bit of an entrepreneur.
To a degree, and basically, like, the website, the idea come about in 2012. I was employed by a company in 2012. I got laid off for 6 months, unfortunately, because of the Olympics.
Right.
I got told that, the good old Boris Johnson or whoever was in power at the time decided didn't want no one on the street. That they didn't have to be there, basically. So I got laid off,
right.
Went away for a couple of months on holiday, and then I come up with the idea of It's Only Business.
Okay.
And in sort of, the two-minute elevator pitch, and people say to me all the time, it's online platform for people to advertise business opportunities they have.
Okay.
A lot of the adverts we have at the minute are for business partners, but there's adverts on there for people that want to do a collaboration,
right.
People that have some free time. Shirley, we were talking earlier on about how she has some free time sort of thing herself. So people like that, they've got free time to get involved in a business.
Right.
So basically you go on, you put an advert up, I'm looking for this.
Yeah.
Some people might say what they're going to give in return.
Right.
Some people might not. And then you get in contact with a person.
Okay.
And,
Excellent collaboration.
Let's explore a couple of different themes there.
Okay.
First and foremost, your background's as an electrician.
Mm-hmm.
With the concept that you come up with, is this a website that you've done yourself or have you outsourced that to someone?
I've outsourced it to someone else.
Right.
It's a constant learning curve for myself.
Sure.
So I do know a lot more than obviously when I started.
Yeah.
But I don't know who else has had websites made here, but in my personal experience, I found some web developer to be quite difficult to work with.
Yeah.
It's
one of those things that is difficult to take from your head into somebody else's head and then turn it into a technical solution. It's one of the things that people trip over with websites all the time. So you're absolutely right.
Yeah, it was very. I mean, since 2012, it's been nearly 4 years now. So it's been had a few web developers that have let us down in time. You know, when you're turning up to the meetings and no one's sort of there, and people taking money. But nonetheless, anyway, so I've hired a couple of web developers from Gravesend.
Right.
That's where I live originally. I don't live there anymore. And they yeah, we come up with a concept. We sat down in various meetings to come up with a concept. We wanted to try and make it as simple as possible.
Right.
So, yeah, for example, you'll see on a sign up that you just sign up, you give your name, you give your email address, right, and that's it. And then you signed up to the site. I'm not interested in what shoe size you wear or anything like that. And,
yeah,
you know, just see, I mean, I don't see why no one else would be.
Right.
Oh, sorry, excuse me. And then basically from there, you've got the option to get in contact with people doing adverts. Right. You've got a live advert. You've got a discussion forum at the bottom.
Okay. So let me make sure I've understood this in my own mind.
Yep.
So basically, I've got some free time. I've got some free time, and I go, I don't know what to do between 1 a.m. and 3 a.m. So I'm gonna go on, and I'm gonna post on there. I'm available between da 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 da, and this is my field of expertise. Is that how it works?
Yeah, basically. I mean, if you've got free time between 1 and 3 a.m, you're not going to get very good responses.
Yeah, exactly. No, I was being facetious.
But nonetheless, the idea of it is in quite a broad spectrum of whatever you want to use it for.
Yeah.
Within the name, it's only business. It could be anything. You could be looking for a business partner with certain expertise.
Yeah.
You could be looking for someone possibly to come into a bit of money for whatever reason, an inheritance, and they want to get involved in a business. They don't want to put it straight into a bank. The spectrum of the adverts could be anything. It could be one established business saying, at a minute, for example, we do web development. We don't really know much about SEO, or we don't really know much about that side of things. We want to get involved in that.
Yeah.
We haven't necessarily got the money or the resourcing to pay someone to get an SEO expert in. Let's join forces with another small SEO business.
Yeah.
Let's try and put something together.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. And try and build something that wasn't originally there. We're trying to take money out of the money and out of the equation.
So you're basically tying together people who want to collaborate.
Basically, collaborations, partnerships. Mm. We try to sort of, although some people have placed adverts, we try to sort of steer clear of the investor side of things.
Right.
Because when you do bring money into it, there's obviously legal responsibilities things like that that we are liable for.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, they're still more than welcome to come and post adverts up and things we do, so forth. So that's a 2-minute elevator pitch as far as it. it's quite a new company. Although the idea came about in 2012, we've actually been live on the internet for about 9 months now.
Right.
So we're still trying to build up our SEO campaign and things.
People don't realise how long it takes to get a business like that off the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, I mean, I know because that's my main business as well, is portals.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, you start with no customers, no advertisers, no website.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
And you've got to build from there. And, of course, it's a chicken and egg thing. You know, nothing, there's not any one particular thing comes first. You have to ratchet it up.
Yeah.
Which is why it's so interesting talking to the other guys here earlier as well about being prepared to go with the flow of things and to learn as you go along.
Mm-hmm.
And you made the reference yourself, Josh. You said earlier that this had been a big learning curve for you.
But
that's part of the excitement, isn't it? It's part of the excitement of doing something.
It is, and especially as I said, the website is free. The business, isn't making any sort of turnover as such, and it won't be for, as far as I'm concerned, as soon as I feel it's ready to make money, it will make money. So we'll just say that my sort of income from it is the experience, is what I'm learning every day. So I'll learn something today that I haven't learned yesterday. That to me is invaluable.
You're absolutely right. You absolutely nailed on. And I love the way that you put that as well, which is to say my reward from this is to learn something.
Because
it isn't just about the money. The money comes later if you're lucky.
Yeah.
It's about that process of uncovering your talents and learning and mm-hmm. growing your talents, and growing what you're doing and doing something different.
I
totally get that. And I love that approach to it as well. That's a real entrepreneurial approach. In fact, an old mate of mine, Richard Branson, once described an entrepreneur as a person that throws themselves off a cliff and builds an aeroplane on the way down. That's the excitement of it. That's the fun of it. That's where it is. It's that constant learning process that people really get to. A lot of people think that entrepreneurialism is about risk, but the risk isn't. The risk is secondary.
Yep.
It's about learning. It's about understanding things. It's about discovering things, and it's about creating something new.
Yeah, I'd agree. That's you just hit the nail on the head in fives. And they're the sort of people we want to get on there. We don't really turn anybody away from the site in Plainton advert. So you could be the person who's sitting at home in front of the TV and you come up with a light bulb idea and you think, yeah, do you know what, it's not a bad idea. And from a lot of the research and from what I've learnt during the process is a lot of people do come up with the initial idea, but then as soon as they hit the first hurdle, before they've even got running,
yeah,
they're sort of sometimes deterred and, that one will go on the back burner and it doesn't come up again. Mm-hmm. It's also a good place to go on there and put an advert up. Look, I've got a cracking idea. You haven't got to tell the world exactly what it is, ins and outs of it. I've got this idea for whatever. Can you tell me what you think about it? Tell me what you think about it. Let's have a discussion. As I said, there's a box at the bottom where you can have a discussion. It's all moderated. You're not going to get no spam or anything like that. And then just see what you think. Someone might well come back to you and say, look, that sounds like a really good idea. I've got a background within this field, what you're on about. Can we have a sit down, have a coffee, and we'll take it from there?
Absolutely.
So much of it is about making connections, isn't it? And bouncing ideas around. And as a solopreneur, it's very easy to get stuck in your own head, mm-hmm. and you don't get any feedback from anybody else.
Yeah.
So therefore you don't have an opportunity to improve it. But, when you can start the discussions, mm-hmm. start collaborating, different views and different opinions, it's amazing what can happen.
That's absolutely true, because you get, as Josh identified, you get the other side of that as well, which is you have an idea and you think, I'm not that clever. If it was going to work, somebody else would have thought of this. So you get that side of it, and then you get people that go, I've got this brilliant idea, I spotted a gap in the market, but it never dawns on them that there's a reason there's a gap in the market. And you get those two things, and you can only reconcile those things by talking to somebody else. Mm-hmm. That's exactly. The only way you can do it, by going to someone and saying, what do you think?
Mm-hmm. And so many people don't do research. Mm-hmm. They don't ask the question.
No.
Yeah. So what do you think of my food, my book, my workshop, my shop or anything.
Or if they do ask, of course they ask their mum.
Yes.
And she goes, that's lovely, darling. They'll
and
love
they're
that.
They're going to say that, aren't they? They're mums. They're going to say that.
Exactly. People go, I asked all my friends and my family and they all said it was a brilliant idea.
Mm. But one of the biggest problems, though, is that a lot of people are too harsh in their criticism.
Mm.
So what did you think of a restaurant? Oh, it was rubbish. The food was awful and whatever. Yeah. Well, perhaps, I don't know, the potatoes might have been a little hard, but the rest of it was good. So, but people are just happy to try and slam everybody rather than giving some.
I don't want to take up too much time, but did you see on Facebook, there was a brilliant one. Some woman posted on TripAdvisor or something like that about a restaurant she was in. A really in slamming thing about these people that had given her really bad service because they were more obsessed with some woman that had a heart attack in their restaurant and she was trying to have a meal and it was terrible and she just couldn't understand why everybody went, don't be ridiculous. She said, well, I pay for the meal. Just because some old dear died, it's not my fault.
That's bad. You get all sorts of people, don't you?
You do get all sorts of people.
As I said, that's the idea of the site.
Yeah.
You come into whatever you want to use it for. Go on there, use it. We also welcome feedback a lot. Whatever you think of it, let me know. I personally think it's a great site. It's a site where you can go on now. It's free to sign up, it's free to use, and free to contact people and things. We do have this sort of tendency from a lot of people that are coming on a site and they'll sign up and get in contact with other people and get in contact with some of the other users, but then don't necessarily place an advert themselves.
Hmm.
Now, the good thing about it is that you can also place an advert of what you're after. So if you're contacting someone and saying, oh yeah, look, great idea, I want to get involved in it, I've got a background in all of this, it doesn't mean you have to stop there and just get in contact one-to-one with that person. You can place an advert. So look, this is me, I've got this background, this is what I'm sort of open to and available with. So
no, absolutely, I certainly get that, and people don't use those resources effectively. we get lazy about things. When I first started jobs in Kent, and back in the day then, there was no such thing as SEO and pay-per-click and all the rest of it. And all I did is I tried to find every other website in Kent, no matter what it was, and I just dropped them an email and said, if you link to me, I'll link to you. And I managed to build an audience based on doing that. But it was hard work, and it was real, you know, hours and hours and hours and hours, and, you know, 90% of people didn't even respond, yeah? And then you tell other people to do that, and they go, nah. But you've got to take the opportunities when they're there, because you never know when they come. Josh, we could talk about this for a long, long time, obviously. We've run out of time. Give us a shout for the website and your Twitter handle and how people can get hold of you and find out more about your business.
The website's called www.itsonlybusiness.co.uk. My Twitter handle is Kent_IOB for It's Only Business. We're on Facebook if you just search It's Only Business. That's all our contact details. We got contact, as I said, we do welcome feedback very much from people who use it. We want to know what you think. So, if you've got something to say, then, please do.
Fantastic. Josh, thank you so much for joining
us.
Thanks
very much.
The website and the links are all on the Kent Business Radio website, and they will stay there. So if you want to find out, if you didn't write that down, the website is linked from the Kent Business Radio website, so you can find the link there. For the moment, Josh Bryant, thank you so much.
Thanks very much.
We have got loads and loads of things to get through still, and not very much time left. I need to read this, and I'm going to apologise for gabbling through it, because it's quite a long one, but it's important. And then I'm going to give you a Twitter handle that you will follow, and you will follow it and find out about this.
But, ooh.
Yeah, exactly. Andrew and Wren of The Hunting Edge, which is an online country site, joined Tony Burrows, who's the captain of Dover Rowing Club and a volunteer coordinator, at the weekend to help the Dover and Wester Heights Preservation Society clear the moat surrounding the Drop Redoubt Napoleonic Fort in Dover. The plan is to cut down trees and other plants that have made the moat impassable and return it to its original state. The work day is the first Sunday in every month, and it was attended by around 30 volunteers, and they were wearing a variety of seasonal hats and clothing in a merry band, and they cleared a substantial amount of undergrowth and trees from the moat and built a huge bonfire. But on a more serious and alarming note, the fort was actually attacked.
Oh.
And it was attacked by an organised gang. And following entry, they cut through three separate access points, destroying the padlocks and chains in each, and then proceeded to ransack the tool store. And they stole all of the society's valuable items, all of their tools, and took everything from the fort. The break-in was discovered after a photograph was posted online showing one of the main access doors wide open. The thieves stole a portable generator, two toolboxes, a variety of electric and hand tools, two Burco water boilers, that were used in the cafe, a PA system, they stole everything, basically. Strimmers, the lot. They caused irreparable damage to the storage bins and the tool saw. And the total value of the tools they took was £2,500. This is the worst attack we've ever had. It's devastating news for the society and for all the volunteers who have put in so much hard work into opening the fort to the public. What they're asking for is... what you get from stealing from a charity, and basically they're saying, you know, people have stolen this from a charity, they've got no way of recovering the money or recovering the tools, so they're asking for help. They've already donated some boots and other items to the cause, and they would ask any business or individual who can help by volunteering or donating anything that could replace stolen equipment, second-hand equipment, whatever it may be. They need this in order to carry on the work that they're doing. So it's an important thing. The thing to do is to follow Andrew on Twitter, and it's The Hunting Edge is his Twitter handle. So give Andrew a follow on there. You'll find out more about this project and what they're doing and how you can help by donating tools or help in any way. Or if you know the tow rags that took the stuff, that would be helpful too.
Yes, it would, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Despicable.
Mm. Mm. So we've had loads more tweets. I'm going to try and flash through some of them. The lovely Amy at AM Marketing has said, Vanilla Web, please could we have a shout out? Great news, AM is now an official Google partner. So well done to Amy and the team at AM Marketing. And you can follow them at marketing_AM on the Twitter. Nautilus Yachting. are listening to The Business Bunker with Vanilla Webb and Shirley while preparing for the London Boat Show starting on Friday. And can you let your listeners know that the Nautilus yachting team will be on stand D011?
Wow.
So if you fancy buying a yacht, now you know where to go. Wow. Stand D11 at the boat show. And that's Nautilus Charter is their Twitter handle.
Excellent.
Have you got...
Okay, yes, I've just got one announcement. So the announcement in the Chancellor of Exchequer's autumn statement sees North Kent Innovation Zone become one of 26 new and extended enterprise zones across the country. The NKIZ, so the North Kent Innovation Zone, that's a bit of a mouthful, isn't it?
Nicky Z.
Links proposals for new commercial development in the Ebbsfleet Garden City, the Kent Medical Campus at Maidstone, and Rochester Airport Technology Park in Medway. So these are the three elements of the NKIZ, which will deliver around 230,000 square metres of high-quality business premises by 2027, boosting the local economy and employment, as well as training opportunities in Kent and Medway. So that's really good. Lots of information around that. My guess is if you Googled North Kent Innovation Zone, you would get a whole pile of information about that. So
absolutely.
Let's cut that one a little bit short.
I know. It's a long one, and there's a lot of activity going on with that, and it's going to have a big impact on the Kent economy. We've had a tweet from Tomorrow's People Kent. Tomorrow's People is an employment charity, and they say, Vanilla Web News... Tomorrow's People Kent, could we have a shout out, please? A big thank you to all of those people that supported us in 2015, and wishing everybody a happy new year.
That's nice.
So there you go. And Caroline and Liz, the organic sisters, Twitter handle Riverford_Kent. Vanilla Web, new season blood oranges. Enjoy fabulous root vegetables full of goodness from organic soil. Keep those coughs and colds at bay. That's the Organic Sisters, Liz and Caroline, Riverford Food, Riverford Kent, who deliver organic food boxes to your very premises.
Excellent. And one of our show sponsors has been on Supply My Business, who actually claims to play off 9.5.
Ooh.
9.5?
Yes, I know. Well,
what
actually,
kind of handicap's that?
I know, exactly. But in my world, that's 10.
Yeah. Yeah.
Round up.
Yeah,
absolutely.
9.5. So. Get out of it, Martin. He'll try it on, only.
He will. He does say sometimes.
So. Kieran Reardon has tweeted as well of AdClick, and he said, a business bunker, you might like to know that young entrepreneur Ben Towers is on ITV Meridian tonight. Make sure you watch.
Oh, right. Okay.
He's a media tart these days, that boy, isn't
he?
He's never off the telly, is he?
Face the radio.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well done. Thank you for telling us about that, Kieran, and we shall look forward to watching Ben tonight. We've also had, The Hunting Edge have come back and said, thanks for the shout out, Paul. Much appreciated. Great show as usual, Andrew. Absolute pleasure. Let's hope that people help you out with that spot of bother you've had in Dover. White Spot PR, the lovely Jane says, Vanilla Web, hi Paul, happy new year from Jane at White Spot PR, hoping for a big 2016 in business. Kent is a great place to be, so we're all very excited. So thank you. You can follow Jane at White Spot PR on the Twitter. We've got another award thing to tell you about. And this is Celebrating the Arts and Creativity with Kent Creative Arts Award. Get your nomination in now, kentcreativearts.co.uk/Kent Creative Awards. And again, that's an awards ceremony that is sponsored by the Federation of Small Business.
Yeah,
and that's Kent Creative Awards.
Exactly. And just to let you know, they've extended their deadline to the 12th of January.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's that time, you know.
Channel Radio News Update.
It's that time for our roundup of news from the FSB and what's going on in the business world of the Federation of Small Business. There's a couple of events coming up shortly. We've got Meet Your MP events, and we've got two MPs that are making themselves available for small business owners to come along and talk to them and interact with them about how they see where they are. And the events, the first one is taking place on January the 15th between 9 and 10:30, and it's with Tom Tugendhat, who's the MP for Tunbridge, A really good guy as well. I know Tom very well, and he's a really good guy, and he's going to be really interesting to talk to. So do get along to the Eden Centre, 4 Elmsbridge Road, Eden Bridge, on the 15th of February, 15th of January, I beg your pardon, and you can talk with Tom. And then the lovely Kelly Tolhurst, who's the MP for Rochester, on the 22nd of January will be at the Innovation Centre in Chatham. You can find out and book your space on both of those by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/FSB Kent Medway events. And there's full details about both those events and the ability to book your space there. So do please come along and talk to your local MP. It's no good if you're a business sitting there saying, we don't like what the government are doing. We don't like the new HMRC rules on posting tax every quarter. You've got an opportunity to go and tell your MP face to face. So do it. And if you don't moan about it.
No.
That's exactly my take on it.
Yeah.
Shirley.
Good. Okay, right. The government is urging employers to prepare early for the national living wage. The government is asking businesses to take steps to prepare themselves for the introduction of the new national living wage from the 1st of April this year. It is advising employers to take four simple steps to be prepared for when the new national living wage becomes law. These are to know the correct rate of pay, so £7.20 per hour for staff aged 25 and over. Find out which staff are eligible for the new rate. Update the company payroll in time and communicate the changes to staff as soon as possible. So, employers, you can find out more by visiting www.livingwage.gov.uk.
Fantastic, thank you. The government has set out further details on the new apprenticeship levy on employers. The government has announced that its proposed new apprenticeship levy on larger employers will take effect in April 2017. The new levy will set at a rate of 0.5% of an employer's pay bill. Each employer will receive an allowance of £15,000 to offset against their levy payment. This means the levy will only be paid on any pay bill in excess of £3 million. The government therefore expects that less than 2% of UK employers will pay the levy. It will be paid through a pay-as-you-earn, and by 2019-20, the government intend that levy will raise £3 billion in the United Kingdom. All employers, whether they are within the scope of the levy or not, will be able to access the funding it produces. However, employers in England who pay the levy and are committed to apprenticeship training will be able to get out more than they pay into the levy through a top-up to their digital accounts. The government will also establish a new employer-led independent body to set apprenticeship standards and ensure quality. The body will also advise on the level of levy funding each apprentice should receive. Funding caps will be significantly higher for programmes which have high costs and are of high quality.
Okay, bit of a tongue twister here. The exclusivity terms in 0 hours contracts, open brackets, redress, close brackets, regulations 2015, will come into force on the 11th of January.
About time.
I know. The regulations make provision in relation to the right for eligible individuals on 0 hours contracts not to be unfairly dismissed or subjected to a detriment because they have breached a provision of the 0 hours contracts, which prohibits the individual from doing work under another contract or arrangement. I hope somebody understood that.
I can paraphrase that.
It's a little bit of a mouthful. So in practice, these regulations mean that a worker will be entitled to bring a claim for detriment and an employee will be entitled to bring a claim for automatic unfair dismissal where the reason for the detriment or dismissal is that the worker or employee has... Oh, dear.
Yeah.
The other thing to let you know is the Employment Tribunals Act of 1996 Application for Conciliation Provisions Order 2016 also comes into force on the 11th of January.
Absolutely.
Further details on the FSB website.
To paraphrase that, what it means is quite simply this. There's nothing wrong with a zero-hour contract, despite what people tell you.
Exactly.
The biggest problem was, though, that some employers tried to impose a restriction that said you could only work for them. And the government have now made that illegal.
Mm.
Basically, you can work for whoever you want to on as many contracts as you like. And if an employer tries to stop you working for somebody else, you can take them to a tribunal because it's not allowed anymore. Why can't they say these things in English?
Perhaps you want to ask the FSB to...
Well, that was a government announcement.
I know, yeah, exactly. And yeah. You've given me another one as well.
Sorry. I gave you all the ones
you
that
did,
are double
yes,
talk.
You didn't want to
go
read
for it, Shirley.
Okay, right, okay. The public interest disclosure, prescribed persons, open brackets, amendment, close brackets, open brackets, number two, close brackets, order 2015, comes into effect on the 1st of February this year. It amends the list of prescribed persons to whom qualifying whistleblowing disclosures must be made to add new persons and delete others, and to amend the description of matters for which certain people are prescribed.
Fantastic.
Okay, so if you've got anything to do with whistleblowing, I suggest you Google the Public Interest Disclosure Act, or order that came into effect.
Fantastic, thank you. Another apprenticeship one. Published today, the government's Apprenticeship 2020 vision is intended to force, I tell you, ooh, large public sector bodies to employ apprentices and make sure that they make up at least 2.3% of their... That's a bit specific, isn't it? 2.3% of their workforce, which will create an extra 200,000 apprentices by 2020. Oh, I see what they did there.
Yes.
And forming a key part of plans to deliver 3 million new apprenticeships over the next 5 years. Successful businesses spend money on training and recognise that high-quality apprentices are a smart investment. To feel confident in that outlay, businesses must trust in the apprenticeship framework. And that was a quote from the FSB National Chairman, John Allen. The five-year plan published last Monday will help build trust in the apprenticeship system by giving business owners a clear idea of what ministers are trying to achieve and how they plan to get there. It plainly outlines the aim to create high-quality apprenticeships which deliver the skills, knowledge and behaviour employers need. I have no idea what that noise is.
It sounds like a motorbike.
Yeah, it's probably somebody outside.
Somebody doing donuts in the car park.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, over to me?
Yep.
Yes, okay, right. There's no increase in statutory payment amounts for 2016. So according to proposed benefit and pension rates published by the Department of Work and Pensions, the standard rates for statutory maternity pay, statutory paternity and adoption pay, as well as shared parental pay for the tax year 2016-17 will all remain at the current level of £139.58 per week. And the rate for statutory sick pay will remain unchanged at £88.45 per week.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Thank you. That was an FSB News Roundup for this week, January the 5th, 2016. We're still getting tweets coming in. I'm going to read some of them. We have Telcare, who the lovely telecoms provider over there on the Medway City Estate at Rochester, and they say, Vanilla Webb, Shirley, Happy New Year to you all on the Business Bunker show. Looking forward to seeing you in February, because they will be taking part in the show.
Excellent.
In February. We've had dozens. Oh, I've got to find them all now.
Well, whilst you're doing that, shall we pop back to Liz, one of our lovely guests?
Yes, because Liz is... Yes, thank you for reminding me that. Yeah.
Okay. Right, just get them onto mic. There you are, Liz. Sorry, that caught you unawares there.
It did a bit, yeah.
Caught me unawares, I don't know you. Yeah.
But we are prepared. Ali has prepared me. We have a special offer for those of you listening to Business Bunker today. We're offering a free employee engagement survey. This is an online, simple, straightforward survey that we offer to your employees to engage them and to test or sample their engagement in your organisation. It's very quick. This also includes a 1 hour follow-up where we discuss the results of that survey. The value that you will get for free of this survey is around about £1,500, and that comes to you free if you mention Business Bunker in your communication with us.
Ooh. Ooh. Thank you for that, Liz.
Excellent.
You just thought of something now as well, Neville, have you not?
Well, I was thinking earlier that we were talking about doing something different
for
2016. The thing about that is, do you know where you are before you do something different? Mm. Now, we've got something we do with larger businesses, so why not do it for smaller businesses? We've got an online questionnaire.
Right.
The only way to that is to quote Business Bunker.
Right.
Twitter me at Neville Gord, at MightFit Golf, or at MightFit Limited. And we'll let you into that questionnaire. It's normally done for larger businesses.
Right.
But if you know where you are, at least you know where you can go to.
Fantastic. Thank you. So do follow Neville either at MindFit Golf, MindFit LTD, or Neville Gaunt, and ask him for access to their large corporate survey.
Mm.
Nice.
Lots
one. Quite in Business Bunker.
Excellent.
We've still got tweets coming in. Tenterton Twilight, Happy New Year, Vanilla Web and Shirley. Here's to a fat and fab. Sorry, fat.
Fat.
That's just a Freudian slip. Here's to a fab, fit and healthy 2016. No chance.
No, absolutely.
And we've also had a tweet from Alex Waterston, who we mentioned earlier.
Alex
of F Keys, who are the Microsoft training specialists. And he says, I'm at a client in Broadstairs today, but we've stopped work to listen to the Business Bunker show.
Fabulous. Just a little thing for Alex then. After Alex was on the show at the beginning of December, I went back over the training that I'd done with Alex. And wow, it was amazing how much I had forgotten.
Yeah.
And so refresh on that was really, really good. So New Year's resolution for anybody is sort out how to do your F Keys.
Absolutely.
It's brilliant.
Absolutely. I agree with Shirley. I've had personal one-to-one training with Alex as well on using email.
Yeah.
Would you believe? After 40 years of working in the IT business, he came in and spent an hour with me and completely revolutionised everything I did. I even answered an email. Oh. And I hadn't done that for years.
I know. And that definitely falls into the do something different category, doesn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Do differently.
Yeah. Nautilus Yachting have come back and said thank you for the shout out, great show today on the Business Bunker, really interesting guests, so thank you for that. Nautilus Yachting. Lisa Settle has tweeted, can you mention AK Pet Services, who have been marvellous in supporting with the number one bunker fans, Clarence and Chloe.
Excellent.
I'm not going to tell you too much. Clarence and Chloe were the first fans of the Business Bunker show, and sadly I hope I don't get this wrong, Lisa, Clarence passed away not long ago, but Clarence and Chloe were the very first regular listeners to the Business Bunker show. I ought to tell you they're goats, and they're Lisa's goats, but apparently Adrian Kearney of AK Pet Services has been marvellous in supporting them through the problems that they had with that. So thank you for that, Lisa. And Eden Valley Chamber of Commerce have tweeted, if there's time, can you shout out our networking event on Thursday the 14th in Edenbridge? The details are in our pinned tweet, and you can follow them at EV Chamber. Find out the details of their event on Thursday the 14th in Edenbridge. And I think we're kind of fairly much at the end of everything we can read out there, but people are still tweeting, so that's cool. What I want to do now is tell you what's coming up right after the Business Bunker show.
Oh.
Blimey. So at 4 o'clock, we have the lovely Natalie Benaig with Kent Creative Live. And I believe her guest today is the lovely Hazel Adley. And they're going to be continuing the theme that we've been talking about on this show to some extent, which is personal development. So do listen to that. That's 4 o'clock. That's Kent Creative Live Show with the lovely Natalie Benaig. That is followed at 5 o'clock by the ladies' favourite, Mr. Stripey Socks himself, Mr. Craig Avery, with his entertainment, 2 hours of entertainment and media lovey stuff. That's the best way of putting that.
I wondered what you were going
to
say.
I didn't know how to portray this, but basically he interviews people from the world of stage, film, TV and whatever. That's 5 o'clock. And then that finishes at 7. And then that's followed at 7 o'clock by... At 7 o'clock we have Mr. Jamie Andrews with 18 tracks of unsigned new and upcoming music on the New Potatoes show. That's 7 till 9 p.m. tonight on New Potatoes with Jamie Andrews. And then at 9 o'clock we have our comedy show, I Was Lord Kitchener's Valet. A whole lot of 60s music and mayhem for an hour or so. And then we finish off the night with...
It's Club Culture with Boy George.
One, two, three, get down!
Cool drum beat and a squidgy bass. I give you Vanilla Ace and it rhymes. That means I'm right on time. Welcome to Club Culture, where I control my very own dance universe. 1 hour or more of grooving delectables for your disco pleasure. I'm Boy George.
It's 1 hour of delectable, delicious dance music. It's Club Culture with Boy George on Channel Radio.
So we round out the evening from 10 o'clock onwards with the fantastic Mr. Boy George and his wonderful club culture show here on Channel Radio. But we're at the end of our first show, really, for 2016.
It's flown by.
Yeah.
It's been lots of fun, hasn't it? We've had some great guests today.
It has been fabulous. I mean, the whole of 2016 on the Business Bunker has been brilliant so far, hasn't it?
I'd give us 10 out of 10.
It's been a brilliant
absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely.
It's one of our best ever, I think. Don't you?
I do, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. We've had. I'm sorry if I didn't get round to reading your tweets. We have got loads of tweets still left to read, but it's kind of one of the features of the show now. We don't get round to reading them all, but we will try and catch up with them next week. But do keep sending your emails and tweeting us. We will try and get round to everybody. But as the show grows and we get more and more people joining in, it's just, you know, one of those things. But we will keep trying to mention in it. I think the thing that we've learnt from the show today is it's about getting our own mental attitude right and developing ourselves and working with other people to help develop. It's about collaboration as much as anything. And that's where we want to send a message about what we on the Business Bunker Show think is the way forward for everybody in a business environment for 2016. It's about collaborating. It's about working together. It's about building things together. And that's where we've got to be. But sadly, we kind of come to the end of the show now, and the studio's filling up with hundreds of people waiting to do their next shows and stuff like that. So do stay tuned to channelradio.co.uk. But for the moment, you've been listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the absolutely lovely Shirley Mansfield.
You had to think about that, didn't you?
I did, because I'm going to think about what I was going to say next as well. Yeah, and we heard from our lovely guest, Mr. Neville Gaunt of MindFit Golf, Alison and Liz from Red Rocket Associates, and Joshua from It's Only Business. But most of all, we heard from you, the businesses of Kent and the southeast of England, on the Twitter. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. We will be back with you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.